This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Got a little Thursday edition of Sue's News coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Catherine Hanaway, the Missouri Attorney General, at 4:30. Brad Young is with us, one of our legal experts, partner with Harris Young and Kaiser. How are you, Brad? Good afternoon. Great to have you on.
I'm doing great, sir. Great to talk to you.
So one of the stories that is developing this afternoon, this is going to be something I'm going to ask the Attorney General about, is, you know, there's been all this controversy about Alfred Montgomery, the sheriff, the newer sheriff who was elected, who has, you know, bought nice cars for himself and done some other things that are somewhat questionable in his office, as we're all aware that he is currently under house arrest. Have you heard about that? Now, Catherine's going to address this because obviously she's been involved in trying to get rid of him at this point. But that's a little unusual to have the sheriff arrested. He posts something on his Facebook page about this, and I guess he's got an ankle bracelet on right now.
Yeah, he does. That's not just a rumor. It's true. In fact, the federal magistrate ordered him to wear an ankle monitor as part of the conditions set for his home or house confinement until this case proceeds to trial. So yeah, he's at home, you know, kind of like Ant-Man, like Paul Rudd in Ant-Man with the great big ankle monitors, you know, and he can't leave the house. And yeah, that's Alfred Montgomery.
I did like that first Ant-Man. I thought it was pretty good for sure. It's such a weird story though with this dude. And you know, there were even people like I had him in the studio when he was running, and I, you know, did a favor for Jamila Nasheed, former senator, who, you know, had, I think, played some role in bringing up Alfred Montgomery. But I think even Jamila is embarrassed by his behavior at this point. Let's talk some national politics, and let's not go too far. Let's go to the state of Illinois, where Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, and J.B. Pritzker, the fat-ass governor of Illinois. Did I say mayor of Wisconsin? Mayor of Chicago. Did I just say Wisconsin?
I don't know.
Good Lord. Anyway, they keep saying stupid things about, you know, illegals and trying to keep ICE away.
We've made sure that people know their rights and they know how to find out what their rights are, because we don't want them picked up off the streets just because they're brown or black, just because they happen to be undocumented and have committed no crimes. Remember, he said he was going after the worst of the worst. It's not going after the worst of the worst when you're just literally stopping children who happen to be brown and asking them for papers as if, you know, they're going to have proof that they're a U.S. citizen.
Okay, first of all, that's not happening. And there are children who might be swept up in some of these things when they're going against gang members. But there have been some court decisions, you know, involving some of these decisions to send the National Guard and troops into cities, haven't there been, Brad?
Yeah, and let me lay it out, because it's very confusing, and I'm going to make it very clear to folks exactly what's happening, what's legal, and what's not legal. Because up to this point, President Trump has invoked what's called Title 10. Under Title 10 of the United States Code, the president can federalize National Guard troops and send them in. It doesn't require anything other than him stating that there's some sort of inability to enforce federal law. So he sends them in. However, under Title 10, the troops cannot arrest people. They cannot go in and detained individuals. All they can do under Title 10, literally, as long as the governor doesn't allow it, all those troops can do is to protect federal property. That's it. So when it comes to ICE, though, I mean, ICE is different. They do have authority. They do have jurisdiction. And those ICE raids have been upheld consistently because they're enforcing immigration law. And listen, the progressive left today, they just want an open border. And so anytime there's going to be federal enforcement of any sort of immigration laws, they're going to squawk and scream and complain. But the bottom line is what is happening right now, whether it's with the National Guard troops or with ICE, is legal.
So these still have to be, I mean, they're suing at every turn, right, to stop this stuff.
Sure.
And some of this still needs to go up to higher courts, et cetera. Does one of these cases end up at the Supreme Court?
Perhaps, but let's look at what's gone on in Illinois, because that's a very good indicator of what's going to happen here. Initially, when Gavin Newsom, another guy running for president, filed suit against President Trump, sending in troops to L.A., the court allowed, under Title 10, the president to send in troops for that limited purpose, guarding federal property and doing administrative activities, not law enforcement activities, because that's banned under what's called the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. Now, having said that, the troops that were in Los Angeles went beyond that, all right? So they actually were involved with arresting and detaining individuals. So even though the court initially said it was okay, a subsequent court, after seeing what the troops actually did when they were on the ground, said those troops did not have the authority to arrest, detain, and act like police officers. So that was then rescinded in terms of what they were doing. So if you apply that to Chicago, the same applies. Okay, it's the same situation. You got a blue state governor says no to the troops. So as long as they remain within the confines of what they can do legally, it's perfectly fine. If they start arresting individuals or acting like cops, then that will go beyond what Title 10 allows.
That's different. All right. I had Ilya Shapiro on yesterday. I want you to explain the Supreme Court case that went before the justices this week on the Colorado conversion therapy ban. A little confused on this particular case. So what can you tell us about that? And it seems like with the arguments that happened a couple of days ago on Tuesday, that the court might be poised to rule for this Christian therapist who said that basically her free speech rights were violated by this law in Colorado that bars mental health professionals from seeking to change a minor's sexual orientation or gender identity.
Correct. This is a law that Colorado passed. And by the way, what the heck is going on in Colorado? You've got these cake bake cases. You got the website cases. Now you got the Christian counselor cases. I don't know why Colorado is so upset over Christians, but they clearly are. Anyway, let's talk about the merits of this case. Colorado passed a law in 2019 stating that it prohibits licensed professionals from discussing anything about gender identity, with changing your gender identity back to align with your birth gender identity. It doesn't go the other way.
Yeah,
it can
of course
encourage
not.
Them. They can encourage kids to change their gender apart from their birth identity, but they're not allowed to talk about changing it back to align with their birth identity. So that tells you all you need to know. So one of these counselors filed a lawsuit, said, I can't practice as a counselor. It's now up at the Supreme Court. And yeah, it violates multiple things. It violates, number one, it violates freedom of speech, just like the cake bake case, just like the website designer case. It's identical. The state is making a discrimination based upon the content of the speech that's prohibited under the First Amendment. It also violates the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, because you're telling counselors you cannot teach what is generally accepted as mainstream Protestant Christian doctrine when it comes to someone being aligned with their birth gender. And so it violates it. The justices were skeptical, and this will get overturned.
It's such a weird law to begin with, because what it does, this statute prohibits, quote, any practice or treatment, unquote, that tries to change a minor's, quote, gender expressions or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attraction or feelings toward individuals of the same sex, unquote. Why that would even be in any statute in this country is beyond me. But what Sam Alito and others said, basically, it looks like the bans like this look like blatant viewpoint discrimination. We've seen a lot of that here in the last 4 years, and that's exactly what it is.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's why I don't see this as even being a big deal. It might be a 6-3. I could really see a 7-2 here because Kagan is kind of, if you look at some of Kagan's decisions on these types of issues, she tends to favor.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Free speech. So I say it's either going to be 6-3 or 7-2, but it'll be an overwhelming majority.
All right, Brad, anything else on your radar right now?
Well, there's all kinds of things. The one thing I do want to bring up is this, because New York City has filed a lawsuit against multiple social media companies, basically alleging that the algorithms in social media are addicting to children, and therefore it violates their public nuisance laws. They're asking for damages. Over 200 school districts now are suing Google, suing Meta, obviously Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and others, because they're addicting our children. And I will be fascinated.
I will too.
In watching this litigation play out.
By the way, here's a breaking story for you. Grand jury has just indicted Tisch, New York Attorney General Letitia James, on fraud charges. According to a source that told the Associated Press, she was indicted in the Eastern District of Virginia on one count after a mortgage fraud investigation said the person who spoke on the condition of anonymity. So we've talked about this case before, and there comes the indictment.
Ouch. Yeah. And some of these people who before were engaging in what's called lawfare, using the legal system against their political enemies, they were hip deep in this, and now they're squawking about it. But why weren't they squawking about it or stopping doing it when they were doing this years ago?
Yeah, in this particular case, this was like mortgage fraud, right? She claims
Correct.
That she made an error filling out a form related to the home purchase, but says that it was rectified, didn't deceive the lender. I'm not so sure about that. They may have a case here, so we'll see what happens. Brad, always great to have you on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mark.
All right, are you going to the game on Saturday or not?
I almost had a chance to get tickets and it fell through. Yeah. So no, I'll be watching it like everybody else.
I'm nervous. That Bama quarterback is really, really good. I have Chris Trevino, my friend who calls, you know, does the sideline reporting for Mizzou on at 5:30 with a bit of a preview of the game, but it's going to be a good one. There's no doubt about that. Thank you, Brad.
My pleasure.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.